Hi everyone, it's me. I'm back, okay? And since people don't like reading, I'm just gonna tell you what this episode is about. This is a bonus episode. It's called The Chicken to My Cornflakes. You'll understand why later. But anyways, for more context, because I was told that context is very important. I'm in the UK. I'm visiting my best friend and her husband in Leeds, and we just get to talking about what we want to work on this year. So basically in 6 months, this episode will have an update and I'll check in with them on the things we said we're going to work on. Have a listen. Thanks.
Welcome to Alice's podcast.
Oh yes. Okay, cool. Here we are. Happy New Year.
We have not been introduced.
People usually introduce themselves.
Okay. Matthias, you go first.
I'm Matthias Durango.
Oh, surname as well.
It's a tough surname.
Do you know how to pronounce that surname?
No, I don't. So I'm married to him and I don't know how to pronounce my own marital surname, but my name is Trisha.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I know. I can't say it properly.
Judgment.
Yeah, I know. It took me a while to change the name on Facebook as well because I'm in denial.
If you guys are to have kids, what language will the kids speak? You know most how our people are when people aren't, you know.
Right now they
obviously gonna, English.
They're gonna get English by Afrikaans.
Who's going to teach them Afrikaans?
No, we at least that's what we gossip in now here.
So we parents gossip in here and trust me, I don't know. I say mwashe. Trust me, I just hear mwashe till I'm now almost 30 and it's just mwashe.
I think for me, I was excited to learn Damara while the kids learn it as well. That's my plan. We'll see if it works out. And then I'll try also teach them Bemba, though I don't think I'll be very successful. But we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know.
We both have like watered down versions of our languages. So that's going to be a challenge.
Yeah. I just want to tell everyone today that my sister, she schools in the Midlands. She schools in the UK. And today she asked me what our family coat of arms was.
Do you even know what Namibia's coat of arms is?
Yeah, true.
So I'm thinking these families have like they trace their lineage and all the way back down, and like all I can think of is like our clan names, our dialects, our like, tribes.
Yeah, the tribal flags. Oh, that's all I can probably also think.
So I was just like, my girl, just research. I don't know. Good luck. Shame.
If you had a coat of arms, what would it be, Alice? If you were to give your child like design, this is my coat of arms, what would be on
probably
it?
A wolf because of the Witcher, because it looks really good on that pendant.
Game of Thrones vibe, people.
What does it represent?
But there are no wolves in Namibia, so how would you justify that?
It doesn't have to be.
We're not in Namibia now.
She just would you pick it.
Okay, guys, by the way, what is this episode about? I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Coat of arms.
No.
What?
This is a Happy New Year episode.
Yeah.
In February,
when
it's almost March.
Yeah.
And Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, it's Valentine's Day. This is actually the best Valentine's Day I've ever had.
Aww. Yet.
Aww.
The future melts my heart so much.
That's so sweet. Come on, yet. Like, there will be another one.
There will be another one. That will beat these,
Yes. And actually, I thought it would be very terrible because we know why. We can talk about it vaguely on this podcast, but let's just say that my ex's birthday is also on Valentine's Day, so it's like a double whammy. It's like meeting a PK in church. They are also the most wicked. But anyways, New Year's, we're just checking in with our goals, because my plan, I will sell everything I own to come back to the UK. if I don't have money, guys, just me, I'll be here. So what we're basically doing in is just like a fun check-in with our year goals. And it's not like regular resolutions where you're like, oh, I must have abs, I must work out, eat healthy. No, it's just little things that you want to improve on and that you've started working on already. It's the this thing that I got from the tiki bar is irritating my throat.
Hawaiian flowers.
Yeah, I got like a Hawaiian little thing from the bar. Okay, no, but listen. Basically, I feel like I'm on top with the things that I've started before the new year.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because I set myself up to get into the rhythm and the routine.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, oh, clock strikes 12. Happy New Year, 1st January. Psh, you know.
Yeah,
yeah, these are our goals. Yeah, this is why we're doing this on Valentine's Day, you see. Time is a social construct and it doesn't exist. No, but like, really, honestly, if you think about it,
yeah,
it's made up. So,
Yes,
so we're checking in with your goals now. So this is just like a teaser episode before the rest of the lineup. And then when I come back... Wait, where are we? You guys aren't in the Midlands. Are we in the Midlands?
No.
No, we're north.
We're in north.
Yorkshire.
So, north Yorkshire.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we're in Yorkshire. Okay, I was in the Midlands.
The Midlands, yeah, ish.
There's little horses with jackets and it's kind of, it's very pretty.
Yeah.
yeah, I'll be back. And then...
Yes, yes, and then you can check in with goals.
Yeah, then we'll check in with our goals mid-year.
And then we tick failure. Right, fine, we'll see, guys. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, wait, the pressure, no.
Why do you like this?
No,
you must go first, actually.
Yes, okay, so Matthias is going first. I was going to start, but I don't even have a goal.
Just, okay, let's start
okay,
with
let,
one.
Okay, let
one.
Me start with an easygoing thing I started for myself. Okay, so throughout the year, again, guys, me, I'm a sickling. I was sick. So I think September, October, I did sober October. And I was trying to figure out what was wrong, like, with my lifestyle.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, maybe I should work out, you know. But I wanted to ease into it so that by the time it's the new year, I'm into the routine. And I actually think I'm there now. I think I'm fairly there. I mean, I've joined the gym. Can you imagine? You see? So
it's paying for exercise.
Yeah, and I got to the point where I would walk to the gym every day and I'll just find myself there. But like the first 2 weeks I was like, oh my god, I have to walk to the gym. Why can't I drive there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely. Yeah, so I feel like my only goal was to improve my endurance and stamina. And then when we did catch the Omicron variant, I felt like I was less sick than my friends, and I was like, maybe it's the fitness. So that was like one of my main goals. Even though the first episode, no, the second episode of this podcast, I killed exercise. I'm a new person now.
New me,
yeah. Mm. I'll think of my other goals when Matthias goes next.
Yeah, no, I think one of my goals coming into this year was I've been unemployed for some time. There are a few of us in Namibia, engineers are employed. So I've been unemployed, but luckily this year I was able to get a job, which was the main goal that I wanted to prepare for this year, which was to get a job. And then I was able to get that. And I think beyond that, I think I just want to work on, you know, being content with myself. You know, sometimes we're busy, especially me, you know, we just want to chase the next thing and just, you know, be content in, you know, being
where
at peace with myself, yeah. Because that's one of the biggest struggles I have, you know. Always wanting to.
Okay,
the next thing.
I have something to add on that, but I just want us to pause, Anna, in case they flag the music.
Oh yeah.
Because if the whole song plays, yes, then they might not be able to play the whole thing.
Alexa, off.
Okay, but hopefully it's been
different ones.
In order, yeah. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. What flags? Who flags the people?
Oh yeah.
But we don't let it play without us talking over it. Yes.
You have to pay because it's in the background. What if it's the radio?
No, but it's still the requirements.
No, but I don't understand. What if it's the radio?
Same applies to YouTube videos or anything.
Yeah, they demonetize YouTube videos when there's. So
that
what some people do is they play some mixes, or sometimes they increase the tempo in songs. These are hacks.
Yeah,
so that the song is the song we know, but the tempo is just a bit higher, and then it's fine.
I hope it's. I don't know if you want to pause and listen to it and see if it's clearly Ed Sheeran in the background. Yeah.
No, I feel like we're speaking over it.
Yeah,
it's quite far. But yeah. Anyways, what I wanted to say about that, I think, for me. I mean, they always say this is like the most cliche thing. They'll be like, oh, you are where you're supposed to be. Things happen for a reason, blah, blah, blah. But honestly, truly, if like the past 2 years of my life didn't happen, I would have always tied my worth to like my productivity and my work. And I think, honestly, now I'm okay not doing anything and just existing.
Yeah.
And I would not be okay with that 2 years ago. Me, I'm crazy, just running up the wall. Oh, I don't have a job. I don't have school. I don't, you know, yeah. And I even thought about how I wanted to, like, get into, like, a PhD program or, like, you know. But I was like, what am I? I'm not doing it for the right reason.
Yes, exactly.
I'm doing it to be busy again and have a goal, a tangible goal that I can say, oh, I've achieved this year. I've achieved this, you know. So I was like, I also wanted to be something I'm passionate about because it obviously involves a lot of research. And I was like, for you to go, school is not nice, guys.
Right. Sometimes it's
okay, we say that, but we've been there for years.
Yes,
but
exactly.
Next question.
So, anyways, I just want to say that I'm happy that you know you have found your work goals and stuff. But I hope you know you're also just enough as you are, like, as a person.
Yes.
You don't have to, like, earn your place on earth.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean you should play video games all day either.
Yes. No, like last year when I was unemployed, at the beginning of last year, I was so stressed. I was like with Trisha, I threw my CVs into 1,000 places.
And people always think you're not trying.
Yeah, and then
spammed by everyone, but okay, next
time. And then I was like, you know, I used to I applied to this place, and you know, when she gets home, I'm like, when she comes to the door, I'm like, you know, I applied to this place, you know, because I was trying to convince myself, as much as it seemed like I thought she was judging. I was trying to convince myself that, you know, I'm doing something.
You judge yourself on behalf of other people.
Yes, exactly.
It's always like that.
It was driving me crazy. And then she told me, she was like, you know, Matthias, calm down. You know, just take it slowly. You know, apply. If it doesn't work out, you'll be fine.
It's
and
weird. I think that person for me is my mom. Because sometimes I'll be like, I'm a burden. What? And she's like, I never said that. She'll be like, no, come, like, chill. She's like, I understand the job market right now. There are thousands of you guys that are unemployed. You guys are qualified. You guys don't have a chance. Yeah. You don't have network. It's fine. She's just like, but like, I'm judging myself on her behalf because I'm just like, yo, again, this month is now just me with my open hand. Yeah. And
so sometimes it helps if you have that person that just calms you down and says, hey, you know, it's fine. You won't be the first one. So, you know, you can just calm down and, you know, you can try to just work on yourself. Or maybe God tries to sometimes realign us, you know, try to focus on something else other than what we think we should be.
We had enough. I mean, it wasn't easy, but we weren't struggling.
Yeah.
And we were okay. And that's also what's important. Mm. And I think as long as you're able and there's someone to hold you up during that time, it's okay.
Yeah,
and we just basically have that support structure.
Yeah, and I also think about that as well. Like, I'm very privileged to not be able to work for so long. And it's not like, I don't know, it's not suffering and hunger. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at that point. But obviously, there are people that really don't have a choice.
Your house is bigger than our house in Cape Town, but it's fine.
What? Which house? The house or the way I am?
Where you are. Our flat was so tiny.
Really?
Alice.
It looked big, like...
Deception.
Instagram aesthetics. No, I, for one, okay, the weird thing is when people also, you know how you judge yourself on behalf of the person that's helping you out? I have the problem, but like with other people. Like somebody would ask me an innocent question and I'm like, ugh. You know, like, do they think I'm not trying hard enough?
Yeah,
or do they feel sorry for me? And then sometimes I look at people and I'm like, okay, you are going to work every day, you are tired, but you're earning, a lot of people are very underpaid. It's basically the glorification of busy, where it's a good thing to be busy, but people are not earning their worth. And then it's, for me, I'm, because I've been able to be outside that box, where basically what I was earning when it was quote unquote a job that I could show off on social media, I get up every day, dress up for, was basically the same amount I would get for just watching anime. I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm actually better off just, you know.
Yeah.
But it's also, again, as I say, from a very privileged standpoint, because not everybody is in that position. For some, it's like, you need that 6,000 a month. Yeah. Otherwise, it's like break or die.
Yeah.
So I've come to the point where I don't envy people, because I used to envy. And then they told me what they earned. and how stressed they were, and I was just like, you know what, it's
I'm actually okay.
Yeah, that, I was like, you know what, you know, it's fine. I will wait for my time. And I also feel like when you have worked for long, or because I was working when I was studying, you have, I've suffered. You know that quote where the girl's like, I've suffered for 19 years. For me, I feel like it's me. I've suffered and I don't want to suffer for a job anymore. I've suffered enough. So I just need proper working environment where...
Conducive
environment, where it's, there's an induction. And there's also all these red flags that we have to look out for. It's going to be on the next episode. We're talking about work culture where somebody said... Your workplace, if it's a healthy place, they will never throw you in on the deep end on your first day. And that has happened to so many people, and they ended up leaving. Really? Oh, shame. Standard. I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's part of the career, unfortunately.
Your career.
Yeah, and it's actually, it's not a good excuse, and it's something that needs to end, but everyone's just thrown in the deep end, and the support is really lacking.
Yeah, that was what was happening with me, and I was like, I'm smart and I'm hardworking, and that's the only reason I can get by. But like, what if I wasn't? Like, you know, at a certain
my resolution is much lighter.
It can be a goal. My turn. Since it's my not goal. A New Year's, yeah.
My goal, is pretty vain, but I think it's something I need to do for myself, is just develop a good skincare routine.
But your skin is perfect. You don't even have anything.
It's
going to
crack
skin.
One day. It's just holding on for your life.
Do you know that I feel, okay, one of the things that I do look at, like in these Instagram, YouTube things, is always like, oh, skincare routine. And the person is doing 12 things every night. No, I don't think that's.
I need a
feasible.
Sustainable,
yeah, something
financially, time as well.
Yeah,
it needs to
now
be
I'm doing a 12-step skin program every night.
But that serum cannot cost too much money, because now when that serum is finished, I must plan in advance. No, it needs to be something that no matter what the salary bracket is, it's easy to adjust. And time-wise, when I'm tired, it doesn't feel like an effort to look after my skin. And it shouldn't be, you know, the way in the morning it's different, and in the evening it's so different, and then twice a week you must do something else. It needs to be something that comes naturally and is easy to adapt.
That's what I want with my hair.
That as well, but just one at a time. But yeah, I just want a sustainable, good skincare routine, because genetics can only take us so far.
But you are really serious, because today you were asking me, we're in the club, and Trisha is like, so Alice, what do you do? And I'm like,
I'm doing research.
If I told you guys what I do, you'll just be like, I usually just use Ingrams for my face and sunscreen.
She told me Ingrams, I almost had a heart attack.
It's what I use for, it's body lotion for my face, but it's been working.
Hey, it does work. I use cocoa butter for everything. So
you're a man.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Never had pimples.
Okay.
Men don't have hormonal breakers.
Sit in the corner, please, with your perfect skin. Just sit in the corner. Alice is like one of those people, you know, when you watch these hair videos and the person's like, I just use Protex soap on my hair.
So that's me with skin. No,
and
but
Vaseline.
Honestly,
it's not right.
I've been lucky for the things that I added to my skincare routine didn't do anything. I haven't seen the improvement, but I have added sunscreen and retinol. But now retinoid, when the retinol runs out, it's retinoid. Just look them up. Apparently, if you're past 26, it's good for your aging. So, and yeah, I'm sunburnt right now, though, because I'm here in the first world. I'm in England, and I didn't think, I'm not in Africa. I don't need sunscreen. Nah, guys. When I come back, people will be like, are you coming from the north? They don't get to understand.
Christy.
Yeah, no. But yeah, skincare. That's a good one.
I
always have a question, like, especially women, like, where do you even start? Like, there's so many products. It's like probably 3 aisles just for skincare. Like,
can I tell you something that I have seen, or why I am a basic bitch, for lack of a better term? Whenever I'm getting my hair done, and trust me, these people know how to do hair. Like, it's the person that braids, I go to the best braider. I have a person that does weaves and wigs. She's the, you know, you have to have a person for each type of situation. Definitely. But when you look at that person, number one, their hair is very shaped. It's shaved. That person doesn't have hair.
Yes.
Or their hair is a mess.
Yeah.
But they're very good at doing other people's hair.
Yeah.
And then when I was doing brand work before I went back to Namibia in, where was I? I think I was in, I was in London. Yeah. Cause not Brighton. Mm. I was working with Body, what is it? But Soap and Glory and Veet and whatever. And I realized that they sell a lot of products that are so unnecessary. I think one of the products that I had to push were the derma peelers, where you apparently you shave off the peach fuzz off your skin so your skin can glow, which it you will glow, but like it grows back. There's so I think I'm in the I'm on the bare minimum, bare bitch, whatever, okay, basic bitch side, where I say a lot of these things I don't think we need to, and we overcomplicate them, and it's because people really want to make money.
Oh, yeah,
and they're making money off us, because us, the when we were selling that product, the people were there buying up, oh yes, and then we did test like simulations in store and whatnot, and I went home with a bunch of free stuff like derma peelers. I have not used them till today, and you're asking me what I use for my skin. Do you get so I think it depends really on genes and whatnot, and especially also I think a few months ago I was like, oh, let me be a girl who gets her nails done. And so for a few months I was getting my nails done, and my nail tech, very brilliant, I should actually give her a shout out, she's really good, maybe she can be the black business shout out, I don't know, but yeah, she also hardly ever has her nails done.
It's like that.
Yeah, it's like that. So it's like, it's probably not as important as we think it is. Like, there are a few things that obviously you bath every day.
Yes.
But I don't think you need a 12-step skin program. I don't think your hair needs to... don't need to pre-poo and then... natural hair, they've turned it into a headache. So
there's too much to choose from. The Korean beauty trend is a thing, and I mean they use
my sister does this ice cube thing, but she has eczema, so now what? Now miss girl,
yeah,
one day your eczema is gonna flare up, and what, guys?
I think for them it's the pressure, because if you look at the Korean beauty industry, the pressure to have perfect skin is so high, so that's why they have all these products.
And can you imagine?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So
understand a little bit more now.
I feel like I totally went on a tangent. What did Matthias say?
I was just asking, like, you know, there's so many products as a woman. Where do you guys start?
I think you as a person find what works for you. But personally, there are things that sometimes stop working. One thing that I found is like with deodorant, I don't know, because a lot of them have aluminium. We don't actually use a lot of aluminium-free deodorant in Africa. Let me say Namibia. Let me just not think Africa is one. Like, the people here who don't know where Namibia is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My own Nigerian brothers here don't
know.
We're so quiet.
As I was saying, sometimes we have a feeling that, like, oh, no, my deodorant isn't working anymore. So sometimes lady friends and I do is that we switch them out. Like, this time I'll have a gel thing or a spray thing or whatever. That works. But other things, your Ingrams, I've been using it since high school, never stopped working. Why must I stop now? Now all of a sudden I decide, no, I must use what these serums.
Susan also uses Instagram
Ingrams.
She uses Ingrams, you see,
from when
it's
gone
for cream, guys. It's good for dry
skin.
I have dry skin.
She's in Newcastle, and she brought over, I think, 10 bottles of Ingrams, because you don't get the Tiger Brands Ingrams here. You probably get Canva Cream, but then she wants Ingrams, and she's been using that every day, I think, since she was born. She loves it.
Yeah.
And she's never changed. And she's got her skin
so
just happy.
So I think we stop
it
when we look at other people, and we're like, oh, okay, that works, and they're gorgeous and glamorous. Meanwhile, they have other genetics.
Background.
Half the time, I've seen people push so many products that they don't believe in or that they don't use themselves. Just because they are sponsored or whatever.
It's really difficult, especially if you look at like social media, to get ideas. I think, for me personally, what makes a good product is it needs to be easy to get. It needs to be affordable and fit the budget. And for me, I need to know the environmental footprint of the product. It really helps me.
Oh, you care about your,
but
well,
I
deep.
Like as much.
The billionaires are okay. But
yeah,
it's
I
fine.
Know it's me. I just like to know that it's natural, and the more nose it has, the better. I know it's terrible. They may be lying, some of them, but knowing that it's more good things than bad things, and understanding the ingredients that are in the product for me is important. It doesn't. It's not for everyone. Not everyone has to do it. And some products obviously are more natural and organic versus others.
But also, I've come to the point where it's not always that it natural is best.
Yeah,
I know that sounds very wrong, but we have preservatives in stuff for a reason. Otherwise, your things are going to get moldy. So why must not everything be natural?
Not everything.
Yeah, like if you really understand the science behind it and you look at ingredients, I'd see an anti-Jackie's product and Olive Miracles, what is that one called? The green one.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, something, yeah.
Organics.
It's organic organics, yeah. Something, yeah. They have the exact same ingredients except the flavoring. Okay, not really, I mean, it's hair product, so it's not flavoring that you taste, but like they'll have the same ingredients down to like the color component or whatever. So sometimes, I mean, I guess there we can thank the natural hair movement because they were like, oh, look at the ingredients.
Yeah.
And now we can see, yeah.
It's just knowing, because I know that with a lot of companies try to sell stuff that's harmful for your skin, number one. A lot of companies also try to just create their own products. And I will not mention them. There's a company I used to see in Clicked, and I'm like... I don't care if you're homemade or organic. I am not trying you because I don't think you have balanced your product properly. If all the bottles look different, I know with natural products,
yeah,
you
then
never
you
know.
Can see,
you know,
like my shea butter is never the same.
Yeah,
yeah,
it separates
makes...
certain things. But I mean, if you advertising a white lotion and then there's white here and then there's yellow.
For the same thing.
Yeah, then then something
it
is wrong there
like
by production.
It in the garage, and that is just not right either. It needs to be natural, naturally made, but in the proper way. Yeah.
Okay.
It's my view on the natural products. I would just start cooking up things in the kitchen also.
So
like,
with
I
all
made
that...
this soap, Alice, would you like to try it?
No, thanks. I'm going to stick to sunlight.
Exactly. Sunlight has been there for everyone.
Yeah,
I think
sunlight
is probably one of the best products that we have and we take for granted.
Yeah.
The green bar soap.
Sunlight, Vaseline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I realize it doesn't matter which soaps I use, actually.
Yeah.
For my body. Not my face. My face, I just try to use the most neutral thing ever.
Okay,
yeah.
No, I'm just, trying to...
Okay, so yeah.
Simple goals.
Was that the only
that,
body
that
had,
was,
Matthias?
That was... I was answered beyond what I actually asked.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
He asked about
she
products.
Might cut this part out, everybody. If it appears in the podcast, I'm sorry.
No, sometimes we go on tangents and it's
so
fine. Just about hair products, and then we just went, oh, science, hair.
Chemicals.
Like, the chemicals.
Goals for 2020.
Goals
survive
for
2023.
No, living in survival mode is not the same as living, apparently. That's why sometimes people struggle.
Yeah.
And
long after they've had a traumatic experience. So, okay, I think my other goal, apart from the fitness one, which was endurance and stamina, I'm not tying it to any body goals or anything because I feel like my body is always changing. And sometimes you'll be like, oh, I love it now. And then, oh, you get hips. And then you're like, okay. Then you have to adjust to the hips. And then, because I think my physique has changed a lot, but like I guess it's always been like a good change, but like for me, I personally have to get used to it, so I'm not tying my fitness goals to a particular body type, more of a endurance stamina thing. I want to be like, now I want to be able to walk to the gym and not see myself walking the whole way, like I'm just there because I'm used to it. Now I'm stronger. Yes. Let's see. My second goal would be to, I guess, be free. Okay, this sounds so hippie, but...
Be free with what? Or be free...
Okay, I'm very calculated and meticulous in the way that I do other things. It may not seem like it. You might come to my house and be like, oh, let's go for Kapana. And I'll be like, yay, let's go. And you'll be like, oh, we went. No. Alice decided that day that she has a free spot for whatever is happening. Yes.
And you just thought yes. it perfectly.
And Trisha knows this. She would know that I don't have random free days. I have today is a free day that I've allocated to everyone or whoever. And it's also, it might be particular to some certain, another person could come and I'll be like, no, you are not part of the three
the key
people.
Words is, I'm leaving the house today. This is, then you know.
Yeah. If I say.
Leaving the house today. If she's not leaving the house today, you need to move on to a different approach. But if Alice is like, okay, no, I'm leaving
yes.
home today, I'll be going outside.
And that's true. And also, even, and the weird thing is, I also have to be outside at a certain time. I know this might not seem like it's true, but guys, everything is very calculated with me.
Catch her on a bank day. Yeah. She has to go to the bank.
It's true. It's true. So, I think less controlling in that sense, because I think from control, you just get frustrated.
Definitely.
Yes. Because number one, okay, so the reason why I'm also so happy alone and why I think as an introvert I'm very happy is because I'm alone in my own energy, my own space. I'll never bring myself down, blah, blah, blah. Then, troops, the other variable can be a person. That time, maybe my sister comes home, she's in a bad mood. I'm like, vibes off, you know, empath. Yeah, that sort of thing. So I think because of that, because I never knew or learned about, like, energy management, I controlled very meticulously what happens.
Yeah.
And I don't mean what goes, like, if we go out or we have a few drinks or we have 10. I didn't control that, but I controlled the fact that I let myself go out and I knew I was going to be back. Yeah, little things like that. So I think this year, now I just sound like I'm a very neurotic, but yes.
That's true. What you're
I guess, no, but like, that's true. I feel like a lot of us are like that.
I feel like some people are just like in the wind, like.
Yes.
Do you know that the other day, do you know when I saw that I really have an issue with this? I think, I'll name drop. Lucy, she was like, we should do a late lunch. I spoke about this earlier. And then I was like, oh, when do we start? Can we start early? Because I have a certain time that I need to be back in. And also I live far and I don't have a car. And people don't like dropping people who live where I stay because apparently it's almost out of Vento. So anyways, she was like, oh, we'll see the sun and whatever. I literally had to go out of my way to go out before that. Because if it was 6 o'clock and I was at home, I was not going to leave. No. Yeah, so I was like, okay, no, I'm quickly going here, find me. And then that's how it happened. But it's like, I think I want to be less of that and just live in the moment.
You can also be an extrovert and be controlling, because I'm definitely that person. I like to know, it's like, okay, today, anything can happen, but until this time. Or I could be like, okay, today I want to go shopping, and I want to go to this place, and this place, and this place. And if I don't get to go to that mall, all hell breaks loose. Or if that shop is not open, you were meant to be open, so that I could go and go and have a look. So I give room for spontaneous exploration.
In a limited space.
Yes. So I like being outside. I like talking to people. But I like to be prepared to know that, okay, maybe I am an introvert. Is this what it is?
No, introverts are more about your energy and how you recharge. Oh, yeah, it's not about how social you are. Sometimes you can have social skills and you cannot, but you feel more recharged. I know I recharge when I'm alone. Like, I have to be alone to be my best self back when I'm with people, rather than I'm just with people the whole week. I'm not going to be a good person after that. I'm going to be like, oh, fuck everyone. I hate you guys. People are horrible.
Because I don't feel drained working with people at work, and being in a close proximity to people doesn't drain me. Whereas I can sense with people, with my one of my colleagues, She will withdraw at some point.
Yes, I always withdraw
and be like, okay, she just needs to do her own thing and do her, and I'm fine with that. So I'll be like, okay, she's going to do her own thing. But for her, it doesn't matter for me at what point she rejoins. I won't be like, okay, you know,
yeah,
stay longer. Well, she'll come back and I'll be like, okay, can we chat about this? Can we chat about this patient?
Okay.
So yeah, no, I can recharge. I also do have.
Maybe an ambivert.
What I noticed with her is out there she's an extrovert, but when she comes home, she becomes an introvert. So it's like she becomes this quiet person. And then like I'm an introvert outside, but when I'm at home,
I become the extrovert.
So it's almost like we switch the roles. Somewhat we switch the roles when we're together compared to when
I think
people.
It's just so, because I go outside, I've had my fill and I've chatted and I've done my thing. So when I come home, I don't need him for that anymore. But for him, it's the opposite. He's gone outside to all the people.
Oh.
And then come home and decided to spend all the energy.
I was actually thinking of that because I was like, first of all, sometimes my irritation would come and I'd be like, do people not have hobbies? But I realize it's the way people decompress and the way they expend their energy, I guess. Mm. For me, now we've recorded this podcast, like, okay, we go to sleep, good night.
Yeah.
But some people will be like, oh, let's talk about what we've recorded. No, guys, it's done now. Or I'm the type to be, I don't know if you guys have noticed, I think that's why people don't understand that I'm an introvert, is I'm very expressive, I guess, on social media.
Yeah.
Then somebody will come and want to discuss what I've posted on social media. And me, I'm like, no, I posted it. It's there. Now I leave the conversation. You go think there. Let it stay there. Or especially if I've also expressed myself. I think I'm very expressive through writing and a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get people who really are like, oh, this person's cool and interesting. And then they want to hold a conversation. And I'm just like, no, I've expressed myself already. Now, what do you want? Like, you know,
go entertain
yourself. I think so. I really think because of all those little things, I'm still an introvert.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's easy to blur the lines between that or for it to appear that it, but it's not.
You're not posting for people. You don't need the engagement.
No, I don't. And like most of it, I'm just posting for myself. It just comes off, I guess, as enjoyable because a lot of people say when somebody's truly being themselves, it's authentic and it's attractive. Yeah.
Exactly.
So I think it is also that because it's not like you're posing or it's an ad or whatever. Yeah. So I think, I have a better way of describing it now. I think this is why I need somebody who's obsessed with me enough to look at my social media and just understand and not come to me and talk about it. They must just be like, okay.
I just watch them like, okay, next. No. I'm really concerned or laugh. I'll be like, okay, what's going on?
What's going on?
No. But otherwise, I'm like, she's just being random. Swipe.
Okay, so we each have to say like a last goal. And then
I don't know what that means. That for me, I just think of a bar.
So no,
it's not a good thing.
No, it doesn't mean it's the only goal. You can have so many more, but like we'll check in on these three. Because I said, guys, I'll sell a kidney, whatever. I'll come back to the East Midlands with my little horses with little jackets in the countryside. It was so pretty. I'll come back at least, so we can re-record this.
Okay,
that's fine. So, like record a part two of us checking in with what we have decided. So Trisha's first one was her skin.
I didn't have a second one.
You didn't have a second one.
What is my second one? I feel like I can't use work as a thing, but still a lot of things I need to learn with regards to my career. So this year, I need to be more, I need to actively increase my knowledge and improve my practice actively.
Oh, okay.
Instead of just be like, I want to be a better vet. Watch TV.
Just be content with what you have.
So to cure my imposter syndrome, you need to learn. Because
Sometimes, practice. Yes, when you have practiced, you are very confident, guys.
Exactly.
No matter which, Okay, I don't want to say no matter which environment, but I've been in an environment where I was like, oh, imposter syndrome, I'm the only black person here, the only African here, I'm the only Namibian here. Yep. And then when I was prepared, I was like, okay, it wasn't that bad. So it helps.
Isn't also true that the more you learn, the more you know that you don't know enough?
Yeah. And then that's when you're an overthinker.
I'm not an overthinker.
Okay, great.
Because I personally don't think I live a happy life. Not on the self-diagnosed person, but I don't think neurotypical people think like that. I think we're somewhere on the spectrum. Probably like neurodivergent. Because neurotypical people are just
I don't overthink. The more they know, so I feel the more I know, the more cocky I become. I'm kidding. But I do want to I do need to actively keep up with my personal development, because we need to do CPD points each year and you have to cover a certain amount of hours. But I don't want to just do it just because, like, oh, I have 35 hours of CPD that I need to do. I need to pick the things that I want to, I enjoy, and do CPD in those things. And I do have a goal for what kind of vet I do want to be, and it won't just happen. So if I'm serious about pursuing a certain direction, I need to actually dig deeper in it and think, do I enjoy this area of veterinary science? Is it something that I can do for the rest of my life or not? Because if I don't tap into it, what if I realize I hate it? And then I'm like, never mind. I want to go and work with birds.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
It'll never happen. I will not work with birds. But what I need to see, oh, is this something that I can do? Actively pursue, read up on it, and then take it from there. So that's my other more serious goal for the year.
Okay.
Now you're going to ask me in 6 months' time and I'll be like, I did 1 hour.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen to this and say,
1 hour.
Are you ready with yours, Matthias, or should I go?
No, I think my other one is, I think I just want to be a better friend. You know, like, I don't know. I generally have, like, I'm very skeptical with people. So I would love to, you know, be more open to people as well. And not have, you know, people that are
a crappy friend. Friend.
I'm my communication, guys, bad. Like, I've like my best friend, I haven't spoken to him for a whole week.
And no, but
like,
that's what makes best friends your best.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Imagine me and Trisha sometimes month chups.
I know,
and we're never in the same country. We are. That's guy, Trisha. No,
but it's like you wanna make the effort, you know, to keep the person updated, because it's cool if it's a mutual thing, right?
Yeah.
But it's different if now the person, it keeps on, you know, texting, updating you, and then you're like, oh, okay, cool, that's
okay,
happening.
One of the
and then just put down the phone, okay. And then you not that you're ignoring them, you're like, oh, you're like, I'll answer it later, and then you don't answer.
Okay, no, I understand why, because I have a friend, you guys know how I feel about phone calls. Sometimes I would rather die. I will look at the phone and I'll be like, yo, and then. But one person that has never given up, my guys, China.
Oh,
she will video call. So for her, I do feel like, okay, maybe this is her love language or it's whatever. So I want to meet her halfway.
Yeah.
And that little effort of, you've recognized that this is how this person likes to communicate. Yeah. And obviously also she's not disrespecting your boundaries of maybe this is not how you would like to receive communications. Like, you guys meet each other somewhere halfway.
Yeah.
And I think we do, at least. Maybe she'll be on the next episode and be like, she's like, yeah.
Nah, like,
you'll be like, I'm not happy with that.
She'll be like, no. She'll be like, no, at
least change. Yeah, she'll be like,
be better. Answer my phone calls. You're not the only one. I have friends to son. You can't even call her on her birthday.
You're calling me for what?
You must be dying. If you call her, and you need to tell her, I'm calling you because I'm dying. Otherwise, she will not answer.
No, like today, my mom called. She called normal call. And imagine, we had like a 30-minute conversation before this. She called. So she called 30 minutes later. I look at the phone call and I'm like, And then she WhatsApps calls and she's like, because I swapped Zooms with my sister.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know if I can reach. And I'm like, yes. But for me, I'm like, we were just speaking.
Yes,
what is this now? Yeah, and it's honestly something that I feel could have been like over text, but I guess that people don't like to text. But for me, I'm like, okay, now I must disconnect my Bluetooth. Like, you, just like, guys, please. Like, there's a lot. We are not the same.
Some people really do enjoy calling. Yes. I have friends that they speak to their family members every day, and their mom also super adorable. She will literally come in the evening, call all of her friends to say goodnight. And she's just dedicated.
So stressed.
I know.
I'd be stressed every night. That's like,
there's a phone call that's coming at this time of the night. Oh.
Guys, oh my god. Guys, do you know that my phone goes on Do Not Disturb at set times? You have to call twice, and I'm like, okay, it's an emergency. I don't know. Sweet.
I know. It's adorable.
Is it? Do you think we're this way because we are of the old generation that values physical contact more than?
Want to talk about that
because I feel like if I meet him, like if I visit him or he visits me, we literally would say we'd spend an hour together, and we end up early hours of the morning. We talk through the night because we're like, but then when it's calling, it's like, why are you calling? Why are you texting me? But then like when we meet in physical, it's like it's completely different.
So I felt when I was dating you long distance.
But we punched through.
Come on, we made it.
WhatsApp was there for us,
guys. Viber, were you guys?
Guys, Viber.
We were not on Viber.
There was BBM. There was Mixit and MiG 33. We're aging ourselves now, guys.
No, I was not on MiG.
But don't forget, we're communicating over two countries, so we had to use some kind of thing like WhatsApp. We couldn't rely on MTC.
I was not on Viber. Who are you speaking to on Viber?
Were you not on Viber?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I temporarily downloaded Viber, and then I was just left in the dust, guys.
No, Viber came in, and then it was like a hot thing for some time, and then
Viber was like house party. It literally boomed for like a month, and it was
before WhatsApp, I think. And I also thought WhatsApp would not stick. When it came in, I was like, I'm gonna download it.
You know when the iPhone 4S was new, my mom was unbothered and she was like, you can have my phone. You know how there's peak iPhones? It's the iPhone 4S, the iPhone 6S, the iPhone 8 Plus, and I don't know which one now.
The 11.
Yeah, probably the 11. I don't have that phone. But those are the peak.
Yeah.
Like, 4S. Yes. 4S. Because it was the
first fingerprint reader.
Yeah. No,
guys.
Yeah.
The 4S.
I had it. I was also there. Like, I'm within.
You are found.
Yeah.
The 4S was... It was second hand. Actually, it was fourth hand. It wasn't.
Okay. I think my goal... Okay, my last one is like 2-in-1. Sort of to like piggyback off what Matthias was saying of like being a better friend and whatnot. I have realized, as old as I am, shame, we're not young. Okay, we're young. Are we young?
This is over 30.
No, I'm 31
this year.
I'm turning. I'm not there yet. I'll still cling on to the 20s by all means.
Okay, anyways, you know how like, I think step by step, like, every single phase of my life, I've always realized too late that, like, I was capable. And little things like, for instance, what do you want to study? You just fall into whatever because you don't think you can get what you want.
Yeah.
And then later on, you're like, I can actually do this. So I think this year I want to recognize... Okay, I do recognize myself, but I want to understand and live more in that... I'm enough as a person, because I think a lot of people see a lot of like greatness in me, and it's always like it can't always come from the outside. You also have to like see it yourself, and just be like, you're enough, and it's easy to see in other people. And there's this TikTok where this guy, he's a narcissist, but he's going through therapy apparently, whatever. But like a lot of narcissists go to therapy obviously to get better at manipulating people or whatever. But like this guy, they say rather that these people can pick up easily on your good traits and they mirror them back to you. And that's what they use to hook you. So if this person within like a few days or months or whatever of meeting you can see that these are your good traits, like, why does it take you so long as, like, yourself to see them in yourself? You see that type of situation. Mm. So then that's something that I want to work on. Or I'm working on anyways. Like, everything that I've spoken of today. It's not like today is day one. I think the intention has been there and you've laid the foundation. It's like wanting to drink more water. You're not just going to say, oh, I'm going to drink more water. No, you put a bottle by your bedside. Yeah. When you wake up, the bottle is there. You make sure your environment is like conducive to your goal. And like, how else would you reach it? So I think I've laid like basically the way for most of these goals. But the one that I haven't started with, but I want to start with today, is also something that my friend spoke to me about yesterday, of accepting the love that we actually deserve. And because it sets a tone for how other people will treat you, or what it looks like you're willing to accept, and that sort of thing. And I think I've set a very bad example for myself, and I want to change that narrative. I don't want the next person to think, ah, this one, she's a diehard girl. You can do what you want.
She will persevere.
Yeah, she will persevere. No, guys, don't do that. And people also don't know the ins and outs. They don't know what you are doing behind the corners. They don't know that you are praying, or you're going to therapy, or you have involving parents.
Yeah, exactly.
People don't know that. So people will see you as a person and be like, oh, she's single. Yes, no, this one will die hard and she'll stick by me. That's my man. I'm going to stick beside him. No, I don't want that. So I want to change the narrative that I feel personally. And I look at someone, I'm not going to say if she's a friend or a family member, because I feel like I have three friends and three family members. But this is somebody I love so much. But this person, she's amazing. She's like, she's smart, educated, and also has a really good heart. But I think she's consistently surrounded with the wrong people.
Yeah.
And she's also probably a nurturer, right? But you know how you can make really good baked chicken from cornflakes when you crush it? Like, she can do that, basically. This is an analogy.
Okay.
But you need...
I thought, okay, well, she can make good cornflakes.
Yes, she can make cornflakes chicken. No, but like, she can make chicken out of cornflakes, because that's how amazing she is.
Wow,
but somebody else, they will just give you the cornflakes and you're just going to have the cereal. And because you are that person, some people are going to come and they will never be chicken, because these people are not chicken worthy people.
Yes, exactly.
When they come to your table, you guys are just going to have conflicts.
Yeah.
But if she were to allow like the proper people to come into her life, and I mean like friends, partners, everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think for now there's a bit of an imbalance, because her career is, I think, really good. But, like, there's a lot of spheres of your life. Your family, your romantic life, your friends. And for, I think it's really lacking in the latter, the two last ones. So she can't make a lot of what she has because of who she's with. Like, there's always weird setbacks that she wouldn't have to go through if she wasn't surrounded by those people. And I won't mention, like, the real story or whatever, but yeah, she'd be probably further along if she had. But also, there's no end point in life where you're like, oh, you're the best and you're most further along. But I mean, in general, in terms of like mental health, and just, she's somebody that will make cornflakes chicken, like proper baked chicken that tastes like fried chicken with cornflakes. She's capable, but she can't, because these people just bring water or milk and it's just cereal. So I look at her, and I think maybe that's also how sometimes people look at me. So I'm like, I also need to
be attract the chickens.
Yes. I look at myself, because so many people that, and the thing is, I don't have a squad.
Okay.
My friends are, I mean, look at you guys. You guys are here in what? Leeds. North, you see? But we're not here as a group. We're here as one by one.
Yeah.
And it troubles me when more than one person, you guys are agreeing, but you guys aren't even talking. You get? And even if I were to name drop, I'd be like, you guys are all telling me the same thing. I'm just like, yo, bro, you deserve better. Yeah. So, yes, I want to intentionally surround myself this year, or forever also from here, this point forward. Yes. With chicken.
Yeah, like I would say normally the thing goes as, if you can't change yourself, like, you know, problems come at a certain level, right? So
yeah,
to overcome the problem, normally what you have to do is you either have to change yourself, right, to overcome the problem, or you need to change your surroundings to overcome the same problem.
And I think,
so if you're gonna stay the same, then you need to change your surroundings. If you're gonna stay in the same surrounding, then you need to change yourself. But something has to change.
Something. And the thing is, I think the past 2-3 years have been a lot of like a mental shift, where you even become, where you know that, okay, this is how much things can affect you that have happened in your earlier life. Like, I've done the work, and I'm not saying the work ever ends, because like, healing doesn't end. But I'm like, at a certain point, something has to give. You can't stay with the same things and the same things and expect now something else. So in the next 6 months, I would like to have, I'm not putting a deadline on it, but yes, I would have liked to have lived in such a way that shows that I am,
that you're progressing in,
and that I'm allowing top tier quality people around me, because I'm a top tier quality person.
Be a Woolworths chicken before you enter Anderson's life.
You must be a Woolworths. Yes, I feel like, I hope somebody doesn't, you know, but some people don't like to follow, and then they'll come ask me, what are you saying? We need to break it down.
But
maybe
the question also is like,
this is
when
me
you say
some
top
people
tier, is it like emotionally stable people? Is it financially stable people? Is
it's a balance of all of those things, because I am a balance of all those things. Okay, if you look at me, despite now not having a corporate job, I'm still financially fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Mentally, I take care of myself. Physically, I'm here. You see, I'm that person, but why should I expect less than?
True.
Yeah.
True.
And you get somebody that's like, no, I don't believe in this. She's rolling her eye.
Sorry.
No, but it's true. Like, our worldviews don't match.
Yeah.
Now what now? Do you get?
Something so basic.
It's something so basic. This person is basically saying, no, I don't believe that you can make popcorn chicken. Come a popcorn. Cornflakes chicken. Yeah. But it's possible.
It is possible.
Yes. If you try and you want to. So, yes. My goal is to align myself. And I see right now people have seen that I have settled for a bowl of cereal, and they think they can come with their milk and no thanks. Yes. I hope you guys are. If you don't understand, then you're also not, you're not in the league. You're not a chicken. Yeah. The girls that
forget
get
it,
get it. And the girls that don't.
Get it.
That's if you're a TikTok person.
My word.
It's true. What?
So,
no, speak your truth. Speak.
No, I'm just saying, if you don't believe in something, if you don't believe something for you, or you don't believe in something in general, this is the thing that you need to decide. Just because for you you're like, maybe not right now, doesn't mean you're like,
yeah,
I don't believe in it.
No, but also one of my lists
in
for instance, my friend always told me, be intentional, write down for instance what you want in a partner, what about. And I mean, we've also spoken about how there's just rubbish happening, and one of the things I wrote down, strange enough, was willing to change or make an informed decision when new information is involved.
Yes.
Tomorrow, if there's really a proper peer-reviewed scientific study on something, like for instance, now that we had to wear masks, you can't be like, no, I don't believe. What now?
Yeah.
That means you're not willing to learn or evolve.
Mm.
And I don't mean follow the crowd, but like be able to make new decisions based on new information.
I completely stand by like the fact that you said like informed, changing on informed decision. That's very important, because you can't say because our parents did it this way and now things everyone dies that way, I need to do it this way. You need to be able to change if you know it doesn't sit
in
the...
Personally, for instance, I believe I was told that statement. Okay, should we say what? Okay, the statement was, I don't believe in therapy. Basically, that's because the person thinks it's a mainstream thing. But for instance, Trisha knows I don't really watch mainstream things because most of the time I don't like what is mainstream because I'm an anime person. But we were talking about the Tinder Swindler, and she was like, no, it's actually good. I know you don't really watch things that are buzzing, but watch it, you know?
Yeah.
And I could watch it and it's actually good, even though it was popular. Do you get?
Yeah.
It's not always that, oh, you're a sheep, you're following everyone. Sometimes it's also just the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I mean, Matisse didn't believe in sushi until we tried it. And now he loves it.
I know. So, yeah.
You need to give something a go and say something doesn't work. And then you're like, you know what? Not I don't believe in it. Just be like, I gave it a shot and it didn't work.
And you it's really like a have diet. To try. You can't
I can't say I don't believe in a vegan diet. Have I tried a vegan diet? No. Do I know what the effects of the vegan diet would be? No. So how
also,
can I say I
are
don't
you everyone for you to
exactly.
decide and
exactly.
make a blanket
exactly.
statement?
I don't believe in it.
Now you with all your other conditions, different metabolism, different body type,
exactly.
genetic code, you are like, no, this does not work.
How, you know, be like, actually, I've given it a shot. I tried it for a month and I got constipated. So I stopped.
Yes, that makes sense. Yeah, that's valid.
Yeah.
You see?
So you can't just be like, you don't. What if it's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Yeah, okay. So anyways, to put it in layman's terms, because this is something that a lot of people have said, shame. What is it? My friend said, I date losers. We will no longer be doing that.
We will not tolerate.
She was like, you, Alice picks. Ah, no. Yeah, and it's like a thing now. They're just like, yo, Alice, I don't know. It's the potential shame. And then the person's just like, I never said I was going to change. And you're like, okay. Stay raggedy, bye.
Stay raggedy, it's fine. It's okay.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Leave people where they are.
No,
Matthias looks like he's
Ask. Okay. I was gonna ask, is it a type?
Do I have a type?
Is that,
oh, I was also told
so
to diversify
is that,
my
is that
type.
A type. Is that a type?
Oh, no. My type is somebody that's not...
He's a type loser.
No, not loser. Not at all.
Is my type
not
loser.
Willing to change. Or I don't
no,
know. I'm just asking overall.
Stubborn?
Yes, stubborn.
No, I don't know. I know I have a physical type.
Okay.
I was told to diversify today and I cannot imagine. Because apparently
I've
only
just
dated...
venture out into different other
no,
dialect groups.
No.
And it was already an issue. She doesn't want to date any other kind of vambus. Just the one.
Sensei.
It's already...
No, we were...
I need to cut.
It's fine.
We need to cut that version of what you just said.
That's not what I said. Essentially, I have a physique type. The type is tall and slender. Okay, right?
Slender wonder.
But... since they've only been from one clan, we are willing for them to be from other ones. That is by diversifying. Yes. Okay, I'm kidding. But what is it? A personality type. Yo,
yes.
I have.
Did you see a trend?
Did I see a trend?
Do you see a trend in your partners, basically? No. It's because sometimes it's like, you know, it's like. Like and that's what happens. Like, you know, we come out of relationships, we don't analyze.
Oh no, somebody
and then we move into
somebody
the next
also
thing
said
again.
Sometimes you date the same person with a different face.
Exactly.
No.
That's why it's important, you know.
No.
Okay, by the way, I just wanna say Trisha has known me since
it's been a long time.
She's No, what is there's no personality type. You don't think so?
I'm asking, is there correlation? If there's not, then fine.
Misogynoir.
No, I'm just saying, look, if there's
okay,
no correlation,
Matthias met
then you're
the
hitting
most
random,
long-term
then you're
one.
Hitting
random
people, then
yeah.
Fine. That's fine. But if there is a correlation, then you really need to now sit back and just analyze the situation.
I don't know where to start.
I feel like there's an inside joke here somewhere.
No, I don't
so
think
it's fine.
So.
It's fine.
Tisha, what do you think? Is there a personality type?
There's one that's really a loser.
Which one is this one?
Like, wow. He takes the cup of...
He's not even the most recent loser.
No, he's...
Is,
the one that whose life we just want to be like protect.
What do you major?
Took him a while to just pick what like a career, but then he also picked one that's shaky. It's from back in the day, from like high school. That one that keeps trying to slide back into your DMs.
Ah. Oh! You see, I didn't even think of him as one of
proper
them.
Loser. Yeah. Like.
Do you know loser. That?
Not a loser, shame. I don't think people are, okay.
Instagram story is public, meaning that if you search for my profile with your friend, you will see. But if you use my stories to talk nonsense, I hide my story from you. Because then they essentially have nothing to text you about.
Yeah.
He's one of the people. Because the other day, I don't know what he was trying. Again.
It's that one.
Oh, I never thought of him as a loser. Oh, shame. But we didn't date.
I know. His shame
he
is...
He just liked me and then he was just... He's stuck in the same place. I'm thinking it's almost more than 15 years. Exactly. Yeah.
That's him a loser. He wasn't a loser back in the day.
Yes, back in the day, you can be the hot shit. Don't peak in high school, guys. It must be a gradual... But don't peak in high school.
That one for me, I feel like...
Shame.
Have you answered my question? I'm just coming back to it. Have you answered my question while we're on a tangent?
I think one thing, one trend that I can pick up, actually, that I don't think you guys have... No. the thing is, the Vambos are a lot, guys. They're over 60% of the population. Yes, I'm not tribalistic. Actually, I'm the only full Vambo in my house. I'm from a rainbow nation, so I'm not tribe, you know, it's not, yeah. We have many tribes and clans, many countries. That's why I'm here. I don't know why some of you guys were asking me why I'm here. What do you think? The one trend I've picked up, actually, they don't have fathers. I know that's very weird, but I just clicked now. When you spoke of this one, either their fathers were absent, dead, or just... Not there, but alive. Yeah.
So maybe
that's actually very disturbing.
It's very disturbing. Yeah. Maybe the one thing you change is date someone who has a good relationship with his father. And see.
Yeah.
In Namibia, it's very rare.
and we're really not judging the guys that didn't have fathers.
It's because they didn't do the work. Also, I mean, some of us were doing the work.
Exactly.
I'm lying. My therapist was like, "Do you want to talk about your father?" I said, "No, thanks. Goodbye." Yeah, I was like, "No."
It's honestly, it's linked to apartheid.
Because I also know that American, like Black Americans, especially because of slave, that trauma.
Yes.
A lot of Black fathers, it's like, a whole thing. We can go into it on another episode.
A whole war basically in the
apartheid stuff,
and now you know we have a plan. A lot of fathers died as well, so now a lot of our generation have now basically single mothers that came out of there.
More of the single mothers or single kids or kids that grew up with only their mothers, their fathers are around but just ghosts.
Yeah, probably. So maybe that could be something that you could look at.
Yeah, finding a person in a... Okay, not me finding because I'm not searching. But so I must be like, first date, hi. So where's your dad?
No. at least someone's... I think someone...
They're like, my dad's... we're not that cool. Okay.
I think it's also someone that's just like, you know, like... If they don't have a dad, at least someone that's trying to work on trying to... get a male figure. It doesn't have to be a dad. At least someone that's trying to see getting an uncle that can be, you know, some kind of male figure, not just running independent in the streets.
But can I say that I don't have a father figure?
Yeah.
I really don't. I picked it up because, like, okay, they would say this along the years, like, if you don't have a father there, who can be the father or whatever? And then you think of an uncle, there was just no one that really fit. And my therapist did say that the caregivers that I was with, I couldn't form a secure attachment with any. So at least now, like, my mom and I, you know, sorted.
Mm-hmm.
But there was just never. It's just there's no father. Oh, my gosh. Is this what they mean when they say daddy issues? Shame. But it's not an issue for
some
me.
Some of the guys, it's very apparent.
Wow.
Damn. Okay, now we just dived. Is it? We've come a long way. At least we discovered this. We would not have.
I think we must have a slideshow.
No, we don't even need a slideshow. We need to change countries. No, because listen, in the US, slavery, black people, same story. Yeah. Us, apartheid. You know, fathers aren't being fathers.
Yeah.
So the answer is the UK. All right. All right, mate.
You're all right.
You're all right, mate. Pip, pip, cheerio.
That sounds more Aussie than even UK. It's fine. I will not say anything.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Shame.
Yeah, but either way. So I guess maybe you could work on that specific
element of your type. I just want to start mentioning names, so we must stop recording. Because maybe I need to mention
names. No,